Thank you for the introduction. I'm Jinpeng Liu from Maryland, and my advisor is Andrew Childs. And today, I would like to speak about quantum scientific computation. Roughly speaking, we are concerned with quantum computers because they can be used to address certain problems significantly faster than classical computers. And particularly, we are currently encouraged by the development of quantum algorithms for many quantum physics and quantum chemistry problems. And we now expect quantum computers can do more, such as try to address more complex realistic problems arising in aeronautics, climate, finance, economy, and epidemic. So for addressing such kinds of scientific computation problems, one challenge is to over the gap between the linear dynamics of a system of qubits to real-world systems with much complicated behaviors, such as many-body or even infinity-body interaction, nonlinearity, and stochastic volatility. So my thesis focuses on research about quantum scientific computation. I try to develop and optimize quantum algorithms for the three pieces of topics. First of all, I aim to develop quantum algorithms for many-body systems described by linear differential equations or Schrödinger equation, and particularly with applications in electrostatics and quantum dynamics. Secondly, I developed efficient quantum algorithm for nonlinear dynamics described by nonlinear differential equations, and with applications arising in pandemic spreading and fluid dynamics. Thirdly, I studied quantum speedups for stochastic process described by stochastic differential equations, and typical applications include option pricing and analysis of sensitivity of price. Now I'm going to introduce the first part, linear differential equations and quantum dynamics. So first of all, one of the primary motivation of quantum computers is for simulating quantum physics. This idea was originally proposed by Feynman and other scientists. And if quantum computers can have a description of a certain sparse Hamiltonian system as equation one, here n is a dimension and s denotes the number of non-zero entries in any columns and rows. And usually we assume s is much smaller than n. Then we aim to use quantum computers to provide a quantum state close to the exact final state of such a Hamiltonian system. And usually we aim to develop a sequence of unitary gates as a product to approximate the exponential propagator. So contributed by Seth Lloyd and further developed by Barry et al. And Lorden Chong and other work, currently the best known complexity we know is polylog n and polylog 1 over epsilon. So the dependence of n indicates a potential exponential speedup compared to classical algorithms because classical computers cannot efficiently represent such a quantum state. Such a Hamiltonian simulation algorithm can be used for directly solving many quantum physics problems. It can also be used to implement other kinds of quantum algorithms, such as the separated quantum linear system algorithm. So the problem model is to have a description of a sparse linear system as such an equation. Then we aim to use quantum computers to produce a quantum encoding of the solution proportion to the inverse solution. Here we remark that we do not expect to produce a complete description of the vector S, but we just want to have a quantum encoding form, and by performing proper measurements and to have some partial information, it can be used to answer certain questions faster than classical computers. And the fourth algorithm, the well-known HCL algorithm developed by Taro, Hosting, and Lloyd, achieve a potential exponential speedup in terms of dimension n, and further contributed by Ambanis, by Charles Asari Soma, and other work, And the currently the best known capacity depends linearly on the kappa, where kappa is the condition number of the measure A and depend point logarithm of one of epsilon. So we can see, roughly speaking, the dependence of N and epsilon and match the result of Hamiltonian simulation in some sense. And we have a few applications of such HHR reasons. One straightforward application is to solve linear systems of ordinary differential equations. So here we also consider a description of a sparse linear ODE system on quantum computers as equation four. Here we are given certain boundary conditions, and which is a linear combinations of values on the boundary. And for one dimensional problem on time interval, just is a linear combinations of initial and final states. And then we aim to produce a quantum coding of the solution proportion to a solution at arbitrary time. And of course, if we let beta is equal to zero and let t star is equal to t, then this problem, the boundary value problem, is reduced to a initial value problem. And for this problem, a straightforward idea is to approximate such a linear ODE system by a linear system, for which we expect to perform quantum linear system algorithm we have well developed. And then I would like to briefly cover the progress of the development of quantum algorithms for such models. The first quantum algorithm for linear ODEs was developed by Dominic Barry, and he considered certain numerical discretizations, such as in first order case, like he considered Euler method as present in equation five, or he also considered general high order linear multi-step methods to discretize the differential equation, and for which the discretized system, he can perform the linear system solver, quantum linear system algorithms. In general, if we consider the convergence rate of an error bound it depends on R, then the cost will depend at least one of epsilon to one of R. So this will lead to a polylogarithm poly one of epsilon dependence in the final complexity, even using high precision quantum linear system algorithms. So we wonder if we can improve the dependence of epsilon to match the best known result of Hamiltonian simulation. Particularly, and we know we can achieve such results for some cases, and contributed by Barry, Charles, Ostrander, and Wang, they developed a quantum algorithm based on Paddy Taylor series for a time independent ODE system present here. This is because the closed form solution can be approximated by the truncated Taylor series, and which is a combination of measure A and vector B. So they developed a concrete encoding of a linear system include such a combination, and so they can be solved. This model can be solved by quantum linear system algorithm. Following this approach, they show the complexity can achieve polylog of one of epsilon. So this is the best result we can achieve compared, and this result matched the Hamiltonian simulation. However, this approach did not cover time-dependent ODE system, because generally these time-dependent ODE system do not have closed form solutions. So they cannot use Taylor series to approximate the solution. So now I would like to introduce the first result in my PhD studies and type precision quantum algorithm for general linear ODE systems. We consider a quantum version of the so-called special method. And the basic idea is to combine two efficient approaches. A special method is used to efficiently discretize the differential equation, and the quantum linear system algorithm is used to efficiently solve the sparse linear system. We also detailly upper bound the global error condition number as well as lower bound the success probability of measurement. And so what is the special method? The basic idea is similar as linear combination of unitary, but they have different theoretical support. And we consider an approximation of the exact solution by a truncated Fourier or shapeshift series as presented in equation 7. So for each coordinate, we can make such a truncation. And where the CIK are undetermined coefficients we want to solve. And we note that such a truncated solution has a finite dimensional degree of freedom. But the solution of the differential equations is in an infinity dimensional functional space. So generally, we do not expect the solutions will exactly match the differential equations over the domain. But instead, we consider such a result to such a procedure to close the system. We interpolate the differential equations with projection nodes with the same number of undetermined coefficients, and such that the truncated solution exactly fits the differential equation at certain points instead of in the whole domain. So this way provide a closed linear system for all the coefficients, and we can show and if the linear ODE is sparse and all the coefficients are all sparse, and we can establish the exponential convergence of error bound. And if given the solution is of the differential equation is smooth enough, that means infinity derivatives. So because the truncation number decay exponentially, the error decay exponentially with the truncation number. So the sparsity, which is S times the truncation number capital N, is relevantly small. Only depends logarithm of one epsilon. So here is a result of our main theorem. We developed quantum algorithm to output the normalized state of the proportion to the solution of a general initial or boundary value problem of the linear differential equations. And here for IVP problem, the complexity scale linear in S and in the matrix known A, in the evolution time T, and in the decay of the solution in terms of L2 known, the parameter Q, and depend polylogarithm of one over epsilon. For general boundary value problems, and we have additional factors of the matrix known A and the evolution time T. So this theorem provides an exponential speed up in epsilon for IVPs of time-dependent ODE system. And it also provides the first quantum algorithm for boundary value problems of the linear ODE system. So this is the first result I would like to talk about. I also want to cover some generalization of this model to develop other high-precision quantum algorithms for general differential equations and quantum dynamics. The first generalization is for certain classes of linear PDEs, such as the Poisson equation arising in electrostatics. So as presented in equation 9, and we can see the high dimensional PDE, which means the variable has is in a d-dimensional space. So if in each coordinate, we discretize the space with n spatial grids, that means we can formate n to the d of the linear system or ODE system, depends on how to choose the solution. And finally, and so for this Poisson equation, there are a bunch of previous algorithms for studying this model. And generally, they can achieve a polynomial dependence of dimension d, and which is a potential exponential speed up compared to classical algorithms, which resolve the so-called curse of dimensionality. But the previous precision dependent is not optimal because they has a poly one of epsilon scaling. So in a paper together with Charles and Ostrander, we developed a quantum algorithm to output a normalized state proportion to the solution on special grids and with complexity linear in D and polylogarithm of one of epsilon in the precision in epsilon. Then we generalize the quantum spectral method we developed for ODEs to the PDE case, including the Poisson equation. And so we provide an exponential speed up in a precision compared to previous algorithms. And we also achieve a best known scaling in the dimension D. Another generalization is on in preparation work we are working on. We study real space quantum dynamics. So as presented in equation 10, we consider a certain eta particle time-dependent Schrödinger equation in real space. Here we denote the psi is the exact solution of such a PDE, and we also denote the delta psi as a solution of a discretized Hamiltonian system. And so studying this real space quantum dynamics has a bunch of applications for simulating quantum dynamics without the Born-Oppenheimer approximation. So for instance, we can study quantum chemical dynamics with interactions of nuclear and electron. We can also study uniform electron gas or the so-called Jellian model and with interaction of electron and background. So for this model and all the previous work mainly focus on the complexity of simulating the solution of discretized Hamiltonian system, and they usually perform Galilean discretization. And in the Galilean approach, and they pick up the particular orbital number of Gaussian or plane wave denoted as capital N here. And so the complexity result of almost all the previous work has a dependence of N, but the dependence of N will includes additional factors of the eta, time t, and epsilon. So the previous result does not directly give a complexity of real space quantum dynamics. The only one result we know is the paper from the television et al. They consider a finite difference discretization and to simulate such a system. And the complexity achieved depends the eta to the seventh order and T to the third order and over the epsilon to the second order. So this complexity is not ideal. So in an ongoing work, we derived such a result. By performing Fourier special method, we can give a more compact real space Hamiltonian system than the finite difference approach in a real space. So we can provide a high precision approximation in space. And we can also perform some high precision Hamiltonian simulation, such as the interaction picture approach. So overall, we can develop a quantum algorithm to produce a real space wave function and proportion to produce a wave function and to correspond to the real space solution on a particular special grid with complexity and has the scaling cube on the eta and linear on the time and polylogarithm dependence of one of epsilon. So following this approach, and we can achieve an exponential speed up in epsilon and significant speed ups and in eta and t from the large factors and of the eta and t to such a factor and cube factor of eta and linear factor in t. So this is the first direction I would like to talk about today. And so with the success development of many quantum algorithms for linear differential equation, we also wonder if we can develop an efficient quantum algorithm for nonlinear differential equations. Generally speaking, how to tackle nonlinear differential equations by quantum computer was a long-standing open problem in this community. And the algorithm for studying this problem starting from 2008, and the lower bound results for this problem starting from 1998. And generally, nonlinearity is essentially difficult in quantum computing. So this problem, we tried to answer this problem last year. And our work attracts a few attentions from the Bohr community. And we have a publication in PNAS, and we have some reports in Quantum Magazine and other newsletters. So now I would like to introduce the essential difficulty in nonlinear systems in two different perspectives. First of all, in the algorithm side, and all the previous algorithms before our work are inefficient. This is because if we consider the encoding of the quantum of the solution in quantum state, and it's extremely hard to directly simulate a nonlinear system directly. In fact, such a study starting from Leighton Osborne in 2008, we can see the problem model as equation 12 here. Equation 11 here. They can see the system of quadratic differential equations, which is discretized by Euler method to obtain a quadratic iterated system. Then they can see the such a quantum encoding of a solution phi t, and they need to use two copies of phi t to represent all the quadratic couplings, sum of uj times uk. Then in one iteration and following such a quadratic iterated system, two copies of phi t is used to generate one copy of phi t plus delta t. So each time we need to reduce half number of quantum states. And this is not a problem in classical computation, because classically we can naively copy classical information with the cost linear in the dimension n. But quantumly, if we want to process a quantum state, and by the no coin theory, we cannot copy a quantum state. So the only way to directly simulate the system is to maintain totally exponential number of multiple copies of the initial state in order to generate one final state. So this lead to exponential time complexity and exponential dependence of the time of the inner space complexity. And on the other side, and we have a few results on the lower bound. Generally, we know nonlinear quantum mechanics can imply polynomial time solution for NP complete and for Sharpe problems. And particularly for the concrete equation, the Grove-Pitofsky equation in nonlinear quantum mechanics. And if the parameter of G has a known larger than one, then Charles and Young show the quantum algorithm must have worst case time complexity exponential in T. So these results indicate we do not expect to simulate generally, particularly strongly nonlinear differential equations, but we may consider how to simulate certain classes of weakly nonlinear differential equations. Now, I would like to talk about the problem model. So we consider a quadratic OD system similar as Leighton-Osborne paper and given by an initial condition. Here U is the solution, and we denote U to the tensor 2 to include all the quadratic coupling terms. And we denote F2, F1, and F0 to represent quadratic coupling matrix, linear coupling matrix, and the inhomogeneity term. We assume they are all spots. We further assume F1 is diagonalizable, and real parts of all eigenvalues of F1 are strictly negative. This is the so-called dissipative condition. So for instance, for some celebrated equation like Navier-Stahl equation, the discrete Laplacian matrix satisfies such a constraint. So we are concerned with some equations like Navier-Stahl's. And particularly inspired by Reynolds number in fluid dynamics, we quantify the nonlinear and inhomogeneous strings related to the linear dissipation by the parameter R present in equation 13. So we can imagine if R is small, that means the linear dissipation dominates the system. So this is a so-called weakly nonlinear differential equation. So we might expect it's promising to develop efficient quantum algorithm even R is small. So concretely, the result we present here is, even the condition R is smaller than one for such a general nonlinear system, quadratic OD system, we develop a quantum algorithm to produce a final state portion to the final solution with complexity linear in S, quadratic in time T, linear in Q, which Q measures the decay known of the from the initial and final states, and low with one of epsilon dependence. So this is the first quantum algorithm with polynomial time complexity and with exponential speed up in the dimension. And the baseline, the essential idea is to perform the so-called color linearization, and for which our mass contribution is to improve all the previous best known convergence analysis of color linearization over a few years in the classical literature. And our state of the art analysis results have recently been applied to in the classical nonlinear control theories and classical computational fluid dynamics. So why we need to consider such a linearization and how to perform the precision? So first of all, the lower bound result indicates that we should study weakly nonlinear differential equation. And previous algorithm result also indicate that we should not directly simulate a nonlinear system. So we consider if the nonlinearity is sufficiently weak, probably we can transform the system, the nonlinear system, to be a linear one. And then we develop an efficient quantum algorithm for that. So we may consider some naive linearization, such as we directly use the linear Jacobian matrix, which means we replace U squared by U zero times U. This is a kind of local linearization. However, this linearization does not work in a long time. So, but quantumly, we cannot simply update information and we cannot copy the state and dealing the processing of quantum states. So it's intractable to develop quantum algorithm based on such a linearization. So instead, we should consider some long time global linearization. And so the linearization we find is the Kalman linearization. So the following is the framework. So first of all, we write down the first equation exactly the same as the original nonlinear system. So here we consider such a one-dimensional quadratic ODE system as example, write down the equation. Then secondly, and we consider the U and U squared as two independent variables. So secondly, we should take the derivatives of the U squared by chain rule to keep track on the changes of such a new variable. So we obtain the second equation of motion. And on the second equation, we observe there is a new variable U cube, for which we can also take the derivatives and by chain rule to obtain a third equation. And in an infinity dimensional functional space, and it provides an infinity dimensional embedding to a linear space. And for the algorithm side, we need to make some truncation, and particularly with on the last n equation, we get rid of all the high order terms of U and in order to close the system with n variables and n equations. Note that we only pick out the initial conditions of all the new variables yj and at the beginning, but after that, all the new variables evolve independently by least linear ODE, and they don't have the nonlinear interaction at all. So this is a general framework of the Kalmanization in one dimension. One can show a system of n-dimensional nonlinear ODEs can be embedded to a system of linear ODEs with truncation number n, where the dimension scale has n truly capital N. And so this is a huge system. And so probably that's a reason now is regarded as an intractable approach in classical computation. We rigorously prove the exponential convergence in terms of the truncation number n, and given the condition r is smaller than one. So r, in fact, can be regarded as some convergence gradient. In fact, such a convergence condition r is smaller than one is milder than any previous conditions in classical literature. So this is our mass contribution. And so we have described how to obtain a linearized ODE system. And as such an equation 15. And so we provide concrete encoding of the least linear ODE system and with a nice three diagonal matrix box structure. And we also provide concrete encoding of the all matrix box by the previous matrix. And so we have discussed the development of linear differential equations before. So here we just simply apply the Euler method and perform quantum linear system algorithm to estimate of solutions, including all the high order tensors. We also need to take a proper measurement to recover a solution, which is an approximation to the final solution of U. And we provide rigorous compression analysis to show we in fact have a polynomial time dependence in the complexity. So this is the first result on the algorithm side. We also study quantum lower bounds for nonlinear ODE systems. So we have developed an efficient quantum algorithm when r is smaller than one. On the other side, if we assume r is larger than or equal to square root of 2, then we also provide a lower bound such that we construct an instant, and so all the previous Horner algorithm must suffer from a worst case time complexity exponential in t. So the base idea is to combine a standard result in quantum complexity, the hardness of distinguishing orthogonal quantum state, together with a prime mass result, the so-called butterfly effect, or more strictly, and we should call it initial sensitivity. So a small initial difference can result in a large variation by the evolution of a nonlinear system. So this indicates quantum computers cannot efficiently capture chaotic behaviors. So here is a proof sketch. So first of all, we construct two quantum states of one qubit that are close enough. That means the overlap is close to one. Then one can show any quantum algorithm for determining whether the state is phi or psi must take time at least one of epsilon. Secondly, we construct a certain quadratic ODE system given a condition r is smaller than one or r is larger than or equal to square root of two. And this system is used to evolve these two quantum states and from initial case to the final case. And as presented in such a picture, as you can see, initially two quantum states are close enough. But after a very short time, and the one solution grows up exponentially fast, and the other solution decays exponentially fast. So overall, and from the evolution time, and they will have a small overlap at final. And in that case, it will be very easy to distinguish these two quantum states. So because we have known the lower bound is one of epsilon, but the evolution time is pretty short, it's only logarithm one of epsilon. So we conclude any quantum algorithm must suffer from exponential time complexity for simulating such an initial value problem of the quadratic ODE system. So this concludes our lower bound argument. Finally, in our paper, we also discuss potential applications of nonlinear systems by our quantum algorithm. The first model we consider is the well-known SEIR model arising in pandemic spread. So it's a four-dimensional interacting system with a population of different groups. And in our paper, we discuss realistic parameters of rapid vaccination satisfy our constraint r is smaller than one. And so a high dimensional generalization of such a model can be used to characterize many interacting cities. So this can be a potential application of our quantum algorithm. Certainly, we are also particularly concerned with applications in fluid dynamics. And here we can see the so-called first viscous Bödel's equation. This is a simple one-dimensional case of the celebrated Navier-Stokes equation. So we perform the central difference in space to obtain a high-dimensional quadratic ODE system. Then we carry out classical numerical experiments to verify the convergence rate of our Kalamanization. So as shown in this picture, you can see this local Gaussian shape is the initial Gaussian shape is the inhomogeneity or the forcing term. This is used to guarantee the solutions will not exponential decay to zero. It will converge to a non-zero attractor. Then this is used to preclude the case the L2 decay the parameter Q including additional exponential time factor. In fact, Q is bounded by a constant. And then here we consider the initial condition as a sine function like this curve. Then based on the dissipation effect, the solution will decay. And then we will observe the purple curve is closer than the blue line to the numerical exact solution and of the ODE system. So this shows the higher truncation number will provide the better convergence rate. In fact, we detailed discuss the convergent behavior, particularly the exponential convergent behavior in terms of some measurements and of our polymerization. This result indicates quantum computers might potentially be used to simulate certain fluid dynamics. So this is a simple summary of all my second part. So in our paper, first of all, we propose the first polynomial time quantization given a condition I smaller than one. Secondly, we establish a worst case complexity exponential time in when the R is larger than or equal to square root of two. So combining these two results, we conclude an almost time classification of quantum complexity of simulating dissipating nonlinear differential equations. Finally, we discuss potential quantum applications arising in epidemic and fluid dynamics. So this is my second part. Finally, I would also like to talk about some stochastic differential equations models. So now we consider a total different scenario of the in the stochastic process. So we use stochastic differential equations to characterize the stochastic process in terms of random variables ST. Here as presented in equation 19, here we denote mu is the drift term, sigma is the volatility term, and WT is the standard Brownian motion. And this can be generalized to a high dimensional case. So for these random variables, we are concerned with some expected quantities of the determined by the random variable ST. So the standard approach is to perform the Monte Carlo simulation. We should repeat simulating the stochastic differential equation several times and then average the outcomes determined by ST in order to estimate some expectations of quantities of interest. So this is a standard approach and different from the previous linear system scenario. Particularly, we are concerned with some famous stochastic process arising in finance, such as the well-known Bradshaw's model. On the corresponding SDE is the so-called geometric Brownian motion as presented in equation 20. A simple modification of the Bradshaw's option pricing model is the so-called local volatility model, which replaced the constant sigma by a function of ST and T. So it's a more general SDE without a corresponding solution. Finally, we consider some complicated derivative pricing model, the so-called grids. The grids refer to the sensitivity of price of derivatives. It can be formatted as a coupled SDE system as here in equation 22. So for the last complicated case, we should study very general form of the high dimensional SDE system. We now should describe what's the outcome we want to compute. So generally, and if we consider SDE of stop price, and where the ST is a certain stop price, then we aim to compute the so-called expected payoff function as presented in equation 23. So this is the exploitation of the payoff function as a function of the final state as capital T, determined by the SDE and by the initial condition as zero. So we can consider the European option as an example. So as presented in the equation 24 here, so each time we simulate the stop price from the beginning to the final price. Then each time we compare the final price as X capital T with a criterion K. If in one simulation and ST is larger than K, and we decide to sell the option, and the profit we earn is equal to the difference between ST and K. But in one another simulation, if the ST is smaller or equal to K, and we in that time, and we decide not to sell the option, so the profit is zero. So in that case, and the expected payoff is just to average the outcomes from the each simulation of the SDE. And here we also need to multiply additional factors e to the minus rt in here to represent a time fraction. So this is the simplest case, the so-called European option. For the Asian option, we just replace the final price by the time average price. And for the D digital option, and on last one, all the so-called cash or nothing option, we replace the outputs by using a heavyset function. That means we compare the final price and the criteria K, but the output is only either zero or one. So the final function is a discontinued function, and the previous European and Asian options are all continued function. So we can see for the most complicated cases, we should study some discontinued pair of function. This is a pretty general model we can study in the option and derivative pricing. And classically, the standard approach is to perform Monte Carlo simulation. So we will consider, maybe we can perform the quantum of Monte Carlo method contributed by Artin Montanaro or some prior results developing for the quantum mean estimation and or some advanced quantum accelerating Monte Carlo methods. Roughly speaking, we can use quantum computers to estimate an expectation of the function V determined by the algorithm A with the complexity and sigma over epsilon, where the sigma square upper bounds the variance of a random variable V and epsilon is the precision. So this provides a quadratic speedup compared to classical Monte Carlo methods. This strategy has been widely applied in the current developing quantum computational finance to estimate the price of options and with querying complexity epsilon minus one for the simple Black-Scholes model. This result makes sense because the simple Black-Scholes model has closed form solution. So the query complexity is equal to the computational cost. However, for general SDE, such as local volatility or Grace model, we do not know the closed form solution, and we need to simulate the solution by using numerical schemes. In that case, we have some additional cost in each simulation. If we assume each sample of the final from the initial state to the final state takes a cost about epsilon to the minus alpha, then the overall computational cost is epsilon minus alpha to the minus one. This is larger than the querying complexity we usually study. So the problem we study is to consider what's the quantum speedup we can achieve for the overall computational cost. So our strategy is to quantize a technique, the so-called multi-level Monte Carlo method as follows. So usually the standard Monte Carlo method only consider a single estimator PL to estimate P. But now we consider developing a sequence of estimators from P0 to PL with different and actually increasing accuracy. And that means for some such as P0 is a kind of coarse grain samples to the random variable. And the final P capital L estimator has more fine-grained estimates. Then we consider test doping sum of expectations and to estimate the expectation of P. Here we denote CL, VL, and NL as cost, variance, and sampling number of PL minus PL minus one. So different from the standard Monte Carlo method, the multi-level Monte Carlo approach is to consider such a case. For some coarse-grain samples, the precision is bad, but the cost is also cheap. So we're able to perform more samples to obtain some prior estimate at the beginning. Then finally, we want to have some high precision estimate to get rid of some fine error. So we should consider some fine-grained samples to the random variables. With higher order estimators, usually the cost is expensive. But the variance is small. So in that case, we can only consider some fewer samples to such a fine-grained samples. So in that strategy, and we want to achieve such a result. First of all, the overall variance of as the sum of all the variance of individual estimators should be comparable to the single estimator scenario. Secondly, we hoped by balancing the whole screen and fine grain samples, we hope the overall cost should be significantly smaller than the single estimator case. So in fact, this is a standard constraint optimization problem for the object function is the cost and the constraint is the fixed variance. So for the simple estimator case of the standard Monte Carlo method, and the cost is equal to the sampling number multiplying the cost of the single sample. And in fact, for reaching high precision estimates, both the sampling number and the cost should be large. But in the multi-level Monte Carlo approach, and we can consider if we perform more samples of coarse grain estimators and fewer samples of fine grain estimators, the cost is equal to the sum of decreasing NL multiplying increasing CL. So this might lead to a smaller cost. So by some analysis, the standard classical result contributed by gels, micro gels, and the classical optimal result is epsilon. The computational cost is epsilon minus 2, and with additional factor depends on the variance and cost. Now, given by the choice of the sampling number, scaling as the square root of the ratio between the VL and CL. So this measures our observation. We just take the decreasing of the NL with the increasing of the cost. So furthermore, we want to cancel out the additional cost. And the condition should be the decrease of the variance reduction rate, VL, should be faster than or equal to the decrease rate of the cost. In other words, we hope the VL times CL for all the estimators is equal to 1. In that case, we can cancel out the additional cost. And quantumly, our contribution is to develop a quantum version of multi-level Monte Carlo method. And we prove if we want to achieve a quadratic speed up in the computational cost in terms of the error, in terms of the epsilon, we require the half of the decrease of the variance reduction rate should be faster than or equal to the increased cost. So we provide the first quantum speed up for computational cost of general stochastic differential equations. So as above, we described a very general framework of estimating random variables. We only talked about those estimators. Now we go back to look at a payoff model in finance. So we recall our goal is to compute the expected payoff function given a certain SDE in finance. So here, what's the random variable? The target random variable P is equal to the payoff function determined by the ideal random variable solution. And of course, it's a random variable. Then the estimators is constructed by certain numerical scheme such that the output of payoff as a function of numerical solutions of the S hat. Here, S hat is simulated by certain numerical scheme with different number of discretization on the time. So you can see if we choose a coarser grade, we formulate a coarser grade estimator. And if we consider fine grades and we formulate the finer estimators. And then one can show the by choosing such an increasing value of L, each simulation of a numerical solution takes a cost is increased exponentially with L. And the variance reduces exponentially with beta times L. So we have increasing cost and decreasing variance. And classically, and we can compare the rate of CL and VL, the classical condition to reach the overall computational cost epsilon minus 2 is beta larger than or equal to 1. And quantally, we should have twice faster variance reduction rate, and a condition of reaching a quadratic speed up should be beta is larger than or equal to 2. Here we remark the beta rely on certain convergent rate of numerical schemes. And the rest step is in some design of the classical algorithm implemented by some quantum oracle. And in fact, we provide concrete high order stochastic things for variance, option, and derivative pricing models. We can test the European option or the more complicated, the discontinuous, the digital option, and with some stochastic differential equations. Here we pick out concrete parameters arising in finite market, and we implement certain high order stochastic thing, and such as here we consider Euler Mariana string and Mainstream string and all several types of Taylor Stratonovich string. This can be understood as a stochastic version of the Longi-Kutta method in the SDEs. And for different orders of the numerical strings, and we carry out independently and a large number of simulations and to study the variance reduction rate beta. And we can see in this table, the classical conditions is beta should be larger than one. So roughly, and for the European option, and we can pick out the first numerical string classically. And for a digital option, and we need to pick out some rates about we should pick up Mainstream string or some higher order Taylor string. But quantally, we require beta is larger than or equal to 2. So for the European option, we should continue case and we require at least pick up some Mainstream string. Or the more stable choice is to pick up and Taylor string. And for the digital option, for the discontinued case, we should pick up some higher order Taylor string and add the final results. So in our paper, we provide concrete implementation of all the algorithms present here, and we can implement such a result to achieve our requirement. Beta is larger than or equal to 2. So now I would like to summarize my studies theory, my thesis. First of all, I try to optimize the performance of quantum algorithms in terms of different parameters with applications in classical and quantum systems. Certainly, we propose the first polynomial type quantum algorithm and an almost tight lower bound for nonlinear differential equations. And we also discuss applications arising in epidemic and fluid dynamics. Finally, in a different scenario, we establish the quantum speedup for computational costs of pricing general options and derivatives. So, also, we'll be interested in a few studies such as scalable quantum manifold simulation, including the generalization of real space quantum dynamics, including the state preparation and post-processing. I'm also interested in generating the quantum algorithm for nonlinear dynamics, such as nonlinear control system, some dynamical programming problems, and game theory models. And finally, I will be concerned with quantum speedups for general randomized computation, such as Markov chain Monte Carlo methods and general pricing and hedging models and performance management. So that's all for my talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the nice talk. So if you have any question, please just speak up.
Maybe I could ask, so this outlook slide, is this a summary of what you did or what you're going to do? I didn't know quite how to, it was an outlook. So kind of, was it your plans on what to work on in the future or?
Okay, yeah, this page, the summary just lists something what I did, and this page, the outlook, I want to list something I would like to do in the future.
So I was gonna ask about the Markov chain Monte Carlo. What kind of speedups could you hope for there?
Generally speaking, there are a bunch of different types of Markov chain Monte Carlo studying in machine learning optimization, such as non-trivial Monte Carlo methods or some other like Hamilton Monte Carlo methods. And generally speaking, I have one ongoing work to study land development decoupler methods to provide some polynomial speed up in terms of including the precision epsilon and including the speed up of the dimension and even including the some dependence of the land development dynamics, the partition function. And for the partition function, I also study the speed up in terms of the condition number. So for this, I can roughly say like I try to combine the multi-level Monte Carlo mass I developed, just I talked about, and with some other the quantum speed ups come from the Markov chain. So to combine, to try to develop some result for large band dynamics. And in the future, I would like to study some more general algorithm, including Hamilton Monte Carlo or some more general Markov chain algorithms.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Other question? I have a super very naive question. So do you think you can simulate Einstein equation?
Einstein equation?
Yeah.
Okay, that's an interesting question. And so first of all, in my understanding, for all the equations arising quantum field theory, and usually it's not the dissipated equation we talked about here, because they have certain nonlinear structure, but it's usually should be a dispersive equation. And then also, even for the simplest one, for instance, let me try to find a place. The simple one equation arising in the Bose-Einstein condenser, the Bose-Pitofsky equation. Here, this equation, we have some lower bound result here. So we should expect we cannot solve general Einstein equation with strong nonlinearities, and we still expect to develop an efficient quantum algorithm for which case. And of course, and the one technical issue is that without the dissipation, and how to develop a proper linearization. And I believe maybe the Kalman linearization might not be a proper target, proper model, but we may consider a different linearization approach. And so of course, it will be a very interesting question about studying how to linearize certain nonlinear quantum mechanics, and even for nonlinear, the equation arising in quantum field series.
I see. Okay, yeah, thanks. I'm looking forward. any other question?
Just a small question. I think you had some results like it is difficult to simulate chaotic systems, right? Could you, I think I didn't understand that part. I was just curious, why is it the case? And
okay, so informally speaking, we can imagine like the framework of quantum and process quantum information processing is using some so originally is a kind of unitary evolution, and of course recently we have some generalization like linear combination of unitaries, but of course we hope the evolution should not be dramatically different from the quantum evolution. So if we have some chaotic behaviors and the solution dramatically change very fast, so it will not be a very stable evolution. So we regard it will be a large difference between the quantum evolution we expect to simulate and with the chaotic simulation.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So naively, we can consider if the solution like decay exponentially, we have known the heat equation cannot be simulated well, otherwise we have solved some QMA-hard problem, right? And so we have known the exponential decay solution cannot be efficiently simulated. This chaotic result also show the like significant increasing solution or just like rapidly change solution cannot be efficiently simulated.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Any other question? If not, let's thank the speaker again.
Thank you.
Thanks.